Maseches Chal as opposed to Maseches Shviyas, which we just completed learning. I didn't say we completed it. We completed learning whatever we learned of it. It's something which is Nogea, number one, every single year, not limited to once every 7 years. And number two, it's Nogea, as we shall see, Chutz Loretz. We'll discuss later with the Rabbonon. Halakha L'maisa in a more intense way. It's something which is Nogea, number one, every single year, not limited to once every 7 years. And number two, it's Nogea, as we shall see, Chutz Loretz. We'll discuss later with the Rabbonon. Halakha L'maisa in a more intense way. And we will try to learn as much as we can in this Masechta. However, because there's so many inyanim which chashuvim ma'od in the Masechta, which are inyanim klolim, which go beyond the particulars of Masechta of inyanim of Chala, we have to be a little bit selective, and we're going to have to not learn everything. Same as when it came to Shvius, you learn everything, and you just can't cover what you, the Inyanim are more Nogei Levaisim. So for this reason, for example, we're not going to learn the first two Mishnayos in the Masechta. Not that there's anything against that, but the wonderful Mishnayos is what to say here, a Velt, but we're going to try to stick to either Chala or things which relate directly to the source of Nogei at the Chala. We'll start here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Elu chayav v'chala p'turim en ha-maisvus. Ha-leket v'ashikcha v'apeya v'hefker u'masirish sh'nitlu t'umasa u'masir sh'en ha-vekta sh'niftu u'mos ha-omer u'tvua sh'lavi ha-shlish. Remember, at the end of yesterday's shiur, we spoke about Shvius. The Mishnah Masechta Shvius Perek Test, Mishnah Test, which is the link between the two Zmanim, the Zman of Shvius and the Zman of Chala. And I don't know if we'll get to it today, but today's Shia, but that's going to be a very critical link, not just a coincidence, not just a shtick. But Shad and Mishnah, with our Rambam, we saw in the Parish of Mishnah, it's very important to a very fundamental question related to the Mitzvah of Chala. Let's just go back, take a step way, way back. Mishnah the Masechta Kiddushin, that all the Mitzvahs in the Torah apply throughout the Tavos Shlish when it comes to Trumas and Maisers. Let's say I'm kneading the dough. Excuse me, I'm supposed to be baking cookies or cake or challah, bread, and I take water and I pour it into the flour. Then I say, you know, it's such a hassle. Forget it. I'm being mafkarit. Forget it. I'm mafkarit. Come home. My wife tells me, what do you do? Go back there. Get that. I mean, eat bread. Eat to put on the table. You have to be a breadwinner. They have a bread on the table, as they say in English. Go back and make that bread. I run, come back, and I want to bake the bread. So the question is, am I chayv and challah or not? Pashtim should say, you're not chayv and challah. Why? It was hefka shachas. At that moment, how many Levi could have walked in there and taken it away? And poured the water in already. So why isn't this exactly analogous to Trumas and Maisris between Avoat Shlish and Niruach? So Chaim Zol had a beautiful Shtikl Torah, Mamish Gvaldik, a beautiful Shtikl Torah, explain the Rambam and everything, why you're afraid this way, not that way, but the Chor is all going to fall apart with the Sinas Maim story. So what this is going to lead, instead of falling apart, Rabosai, what it's going to lead to is a second Shtikl Torah. Abchaim has two separate shtikl chtarim, which after they go together. But since we're out of time, we'll put one up for tomorrow.